KSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist, and much on Fox Business, to comment on the politics of the recovery. We are recovering. The jobs demand is extreme. There are many, many jobs looking for people. We have anecdotes across the country, have for weeks, of hiring bonuses, of promises if you stay for 6 months, of people making it very easy for employers, such as on-demand pay. You pay at the end of the day in cash, anything to get employees to come back. So far, according to the report that we had within these last days, it has not been successful. And Liz, your column points to the fact that the Biden administration has plans. I've lost count of how many trillions, but it's several, okay? It's two, three, or four.
Me too.
Has plans. And that money is in addition to the trillions or so that came from the Trump administration through in 2020. And yet, the jobs picture looks odd, very strange. And we're told again and again, it's because the government is outbidding private employers with the subsidy are in some states now, not all states, for unemployment. However, the president does not agree with this as of yet. Is it time for the Biden administration to adjust? Do you sense that their momentum to give more trillions to the American people has slowed or is going to take a detour?
I think that's a really interesting question. I was speaking to someone last week who just said, can you feel it? Can you feel the stall? And I sort of think that's right. I think people, and thankfully people like Joe Manchin, a moderate Democrat, are beginning to look at these towering programs that they're trying to push through reconciliation and saying, wait a minute, I mean, you know, if we're going to spend this money, the country needs to be on board with this. This should not just be Democrats paying off Democrat special interest groups like the teachers unions, big labor, and minority voters. I mean, this should be well thought out. You know, I mean, honestly, John, think about just the human capacity for orchestrating not only the creation of these $2 trillion bills, and I've read them, they're sloppy as can be. There's no specificity. It's going to all the spending. And this was true of the American Rescue Plan. It's going to come down to individuals kind of thinking, OK, you know, here's $3 billion for job training programs for minorities in hard hit areas. Who do I give the money to? I mean, it's horribly sloppy and inefficient and possibly corrupt.
Liz, we need Sherlock Holmes' magnifying glass to find bridges. That's what it is.
For sure. And so anyway, I think the answer to your question is, thankfully, I think people are becoming a little averse, a little resistant to spending all this money, passing these bills, knowing that Democrats, look, this is going to be an issue in 2022. If grocery prices and other prices for homeowners begin to go up and up and up, people sitting around that famous kitchen table are going to say, who did this? Well, maybe Democrats did it with all these big spending programs, and the GOP will be all over that. I just think politically this is extremely unwise. The Democrats are hoping to hang on to the House and the Senate. They really are going to struggle to do that because there are Democrats that were elected in districts that Trump won. Those people cannot be very happy to be hearing that the Democrats are still talking about getting rid of the filibuster. They're still talking about sending trillions and trillions of dollars pumping into an economy that, by the way, that's overstretched apparently as it is. And by the way, there's still $2 trillion not spent from last year's programs. This is reckless. And I think there will be a price to pay, and it could well be a political price.
All right, let's have a meeting about taxes. This will be brief, okay? The fine is the taxes that proposed by the Biden administration are surprising. They're creative. They're surprising, especially the capital gains tax. Looking at that, you think, well, if employers are in competition with the government for labor, you'd have to say at this point that the government is in competition with private investment, with venture capitalism, because the interest-free bonds are more attractive than taking your money and taking a risk in the stock market if the capital gains climbs to near 50%.
Yeah, it's an outrageous proposal. It's just a political proposal, because every study that's done shows that the revenue maximizing rate for the capital gains tax is around 28%, not 40%. They will take in less in revenues, in other words, if they go from today's 21% to 28%. It's a stupid idea, a stupid proposal, and it's just to appease the progressives in the party who don't like wealth accumulation and basically want to redistribute trillions and trillions of dollars in our economy. I don't think Americans will put up with this. If they do, it'll be short-lived, because when you tax something, you get less of it. Do we really want people, as you point out, not taking the risk, entrepreneurs not coming to the United States and investing in businesses? This kills small business. It also kills investors in the stock market. It's a terrible idea, John, and hopefully people will come to their senses and simply not pass it.
I wonder if it's a product of pandemic thinking and that it takes a while. We've not had experience in our lifetimes, Liz. It takes a while to shake off the idea that the virus isn't here anymore, that we're all vaccinated. There might be just simply human nature. I was frightened and now I'm not, so let me calm down.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some truth in that. We see it in people's behavior. Here's a weird thing. This is just anecdotal, but in New York, countrywide, the CDC says you don't need to wear a mask outside. You walk around New York, everyone's wearing a mask.
Right.
I'm like, wait, why is this? I think you're right. It's going to take a while to emerge from the fear of everything, of contagion, of down markets, of depressed economy, et cetera. But we got to move on. We got to move on all those fronts, in my view.
Liz Peek, who writes that they'll, and I tell a minor joke, Liz, and I don't know the origin of it. It's probably the New Yorker. Two people meeting in the street, both masked, and they ask each other, why are you wearing a mask? When the answer was, we don't want them to think we're Republicans.
And so, exactly. I mean, of all the things to become politicized,
right.
What a tragedy, right?
Liz Peek writes for a column for The Hill, a column for Fox News. She's much on Fox Business. Inflation, we don't know where it is. It's certainly making noise in the background, however. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.